The Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. I would like to introduce you to Richard Anderson, who is an author and also the founder of All Talk Global. Welcome, Richard.
Hello again, Kitty.
Now, today we're going to talk about something very interesting, aren't we?
So today, in honour of the Mental Health Week, three ways in which you can use anxiety to achieve your goals. I'm coming from a very dark place. You know, there's a lot that went on in my childhood, which then resulted in anxiety and panic attacks growing up. And coming from this dark place, you just never knew what was going to happen. You didn't know whether someone was going to break in through a window. Yes, this happened. There was a point where a brick came through the window. You didn't know whether you were going to be surrounded by a gang at knife point. You didn't know whether you was even going to be asked to leave the care of your mother. And all of the above has happened. So naturally, it kind of resulted in this anxiety and at the time, panic attacks as well. Looking back at this now, at this point in life where I've been able to, you know, host my own breakfast show and executive produce it and, you know, do all the wonderful things like doing the boards and all the other things such as All Talk Global and whatnot. Looking back, I did learn a few things just about anxiety itself and how you can use that to somewhat turn it around as well and use that in order to achieve your goals.
What sort of approach do you use to use anxiety to achieve your goals?
Well, I would say there's three particular points. So I found that anxiety can also be used to help preempt difficulties. You know, the whole purpose of anxiety is to help you avoid the danger. So it helps you evade the issue that's coming. So again, you should always, you know, consult your doctor. But again, looking at it from that perspective, I've always found that for me, whenever I feel a bit uncomfortable with a situation, I deliberately put myself in it. So such as being a presenter and, you know, doing the breakfast show meant that I had to stand in front of live audiences. I'm doing an interview like this, you know, which, you know, for all accounts, I had to actually re-educate myself and tell myself it's okay to be in that situation. Although my senses were going all over the place telling me not to do anything like that.
So a little bit like the iceberg where you look all calm on the exterior, but underneath you're sort of kicking your feet and swimming.
Exactly. So I found it actually helps you navigate any issue that you have and it helps you navigate the problems. So it's a handy tool when it comes to work or business. And, you know, that's effective in itself. The second point, which was using it as a motivational tool to help you continue. So we've all had an exam that we were doing at one point in life and we didn't want to fail. So because we didn't want to fail, it helped keep us focused. So that's another benefit there. So although not a great experience to go through, as I've been in that experience myself and it's not great, but the positive that we can take from it is it is a motivator. So once you do have that level of, you know, I almost want to say fear, it's that fear of failure. It motivates you to keep you on track and achieve your goals.
So it sort of fires your passion, doesn't it?
It fires your passion. So It can be used as a positive at the same time.
Excellent. And what's your third point?
And the third point, and this one, I guess, is actually probably the best of all three in a way. So it's to do with managing risk. So again, what anxiety does is it's telling you what is wrong and why it could potentially fail. So it helps you to manage your risk because you start foreseeing the things that could potentially go wrong. Because usually you're actually right. It could happen. Most of the time it's unlikely. So what you then start doing and what I've always started doing is I started to sort of nitpick what could possibly go wrong in this situation.
Yeah.
And once you've actually done that, you usually find there are things that genuinely could have gone wrong, but then you start making it predictable. So in my line of work, whether it be through the work I do with All Talk Global, educating people, or whether it be through, you know, the board work that I do, which I love so much as well, you know, managing risk, it's great for leadership. It's great in your work life. And, you know, nitpicking what could go wrong is always a good thing. Everybody likes that person because they thought of everything. So again, those three points will actually help you achieve your goals. So that's taking the positives from it. Of course, if anxiety is affecting your personal or professional life, you should always seek medical help, as of course it is a very serious issue. But again, taking the positives from it, you know, there are those three things: preempting difficulties, using it as motivation to continue, and managing your risks are some ways that you can use anxiety to help achieve your goals.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Richard.
Thank you.
I look forward to speaking to you soon.
Absolutely. Me too, Katie. Thank you.